Just really showing them the type of person that I am. With me is my personality. My film speaks for itself. You know, my play speaks for itself. Me and the coaches, we understand eye to eye when it comes to football. Just, you know, just for them getting to know me in the interviews, really.
How do you do that? How do you show them the type of person?
Basically just talking to them, you know, they like to get to know us and things like that, getting to know my family and, you know, my background. I come from St. Petersburg, Florida, and, you know, things like that.
Do you have an ideal fit in the NFL where you want to play?
I really can play anywhere. Really in Coach Muschamp's defense, it was a multiple. We played 3-4 and a 4-3. So my freshman year, I played a lot of defensive end. Sophomore year, I did a lot of both. And then my junior year, we played a lot of 3-4. So I was the buck, and I stood up and just running around and things like that. So I'm kind of all over the place.
How would that help you, that versatility?
It can help me a lot just because I can play anywhere. I can play from linebacker to DN and then going in trenches and playing 3 technique to nose guard. So I can do a lot for a team, and that causes a lot of outfits for, you know, for the offense and really just, you know, stressing the offensive coordinators out and things like that.
That kind of a head start, how much does it help you? You know, some guys are learning to stand up for the first time in the NFL. You've been doing it all over.
Yeah, it's just an advantage just to be able to play. I was able to play both. I really was a linebacker growing up, and I went to defensive end my 10th grade year, and I just started learning the position. I really liked it, and I just, you know, was fortunate enough and versatile enough to be able to play both, so. It was crazy. I mean, just being able to be with Dan Quinn for that 1 year, he taught me, like, so much that was able to, you know, keep me from, like, I had enough information for 4 years if I was able to be there a long time. And he was just a great coach, you know, a player coach type of guy. And he was just smart. You know, he was a man, and he taught me how to become a man and things like that. So I was hurt when he left, but I knew he was going to do great things, and he's just, you know, accomplishing his goals and his dreams just like I am too, and I'm proud of him.
You mentioned growing up in St. Pete.
I mean, they're my home team, you know, so I like the Bucks. I like the Bucks, but, you know, the Bucks are the Bucks, you know what I mean? Growing up, Ray Lewis was my favorite player, and I like DeMarcus Ware when he was at the Cowboys and things like that, just because he was really good at putting his hand in the dirt and playing linebacker, and I feel like I can do both. But, you know, now that the game kind of grew and it's turned into a passing league, and, you know, new generation guys like such as Von Miller and Alden Smith, I look up to those guys a lot, and I try to work my game around theirs a little bit.
Dante, you talked about versatility. You know, Ronald Brown in New Orleans.
Yep. He gives a lot of looks. I was watching him ever since he was at the Cleveland Browns, and he was doing pretty good over there. And I just like his scheme. He plays 3-4, 4-3, and he just let his guys go all over the place, and I'm that type of guy. Height, they had me at 6'2.5", but my doctor told me I was 6'3", so I'm sticking with 6'3". But I was 6'2.5", 261, so I came in at my goal weight. Yes, sir, 260. Excuse me? That I can actually do it all. You know, some linebackers are in some defenses that, you know, that causes them to rush, and sometimes they're not good rushers. And I can do both. I can rush really good, and I can drop back in coverage pretty well. I try to, you know, I don't want to think I'm a big guy. I like to think I'm a running back or a cornerback sometimes. So I like to go out there and mess with the receivers. You know, I can play in the flats. I can play in the curl. I can play everywhere. Yeah, Khalil Mack, he was really good last year. I saw him when he was at Buffalo. So just being able to see, you know, a lot of guys. I was watching the Pro Bowl, too, and there was just a lot of, you know, rookies in there that was doing good things that I played against. So I know I can play in here, too. Oh, yeah. I'm really loose. This is a dream come true. You know what I mean? I've been ever wanted to do this ever since I was a little kid. I started playing the game when I was 4 years old. My dad was a coach, so I was always around football. So this is like a passion for me, you know. I'm just happy to be here. I'm a loose guy, though. Huh? I played flag football, you know. Oh, St. Pete, Little Devils. It was a Pop Warner team.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah?
From St. Pete.
See, she won me over, guys. I don't want to talk to anybody else. Yeah, I hung on to it. That's well, it's at UF right now. You know, my Gators and my youngins have those right now. And, you know, they're just taking care of them while I'm up here handling business. Yeah, I pass it on. I pass it on really to, like, my young guys that work hard. You know, Caleb Brantley, Rod Johnson. You know, just a lot of guys that want it, really.
You can only give it to one, though, right?
Yeah, but they're fine over it, so I'm letting them do that right now. I don't want to jump in and get punched in the face. So. After they meet me, I want them to know, one, that I'm a coachable guy, two, that, you know, I'm a team player, and three, that they know that, you know, I'm their fit for their team. You know, I want to be that type of guy that can come in and play, that can turn the team around and the defense around at the same time, and, you know, just try to be that guy to help out in the community and the team, and, you know, just try to become a face of a, you know, a brand one day.
When you come to work every day, are you always just, you know, just
relaxed
and happy, smiling?
Yeah. Well, like, when it's time for me to work out, yeah, I flip the switch, you know what I mean? But I like to be loose. You know, you don't want to be all uptight and grumpy and mean, you know? You don't want to do that. You get wrinkles in your face. I'm not trying to get that.
Is there something he said? I mean, I know what the guy like Joe before he plays. He gets a lot of
flack.
He's very upbeat. He's happy. And he plays that way, too.
Mm-hmm. Jacksonville Jaguars GM David Caldwell, Cody May, Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's really just being comfortable with yourself. You know, when you're comfortable and you, like, you know, you can do what you can do, like, there's no stopping you, and, you know, you feel good about yourself. You don't want to be uptight, you know. That kind of forces you to not feel good, you know what I mean? So, it affected me a lot, really. You know, I was a senior at that time, and I was – like the big guy of the team, and everybody looked up to me. So I just wanted to be able to do everything, you know, whatever I could do to make my team win. And, you know, me and my coach kind of bumped heads. But I thought it was his fault, but when I thought about it, it was all on me. You know, it was a humbling experience, basically just to stay grounded. You know, you're not never bigger than the team, yourself, or the, you know, the coaching staff. And that's what really helped me. So going into college and things like that, I just always knew, you know, just to be a team player and just stay humble and stay in your lane.
Dante, I remember you said on Twitter you came in with Muschamp, you're going out with him. Was that the tipping point on coming out, or did you kind of know it was time?
That was the tipping point, but, you know, after the season and I sat down and talked to Coach Durkin and T-Rob and Coach Muschamp and things like that, especially after the Florida State game, I knew it was time. Yeah, I was able to talk to the defensive lineman coach. I like him. He likes for his defensive ends just to rush with, you know, Ziggy, Jerome McCoy, Nick Fairley. I watched those guys, especially when they played against the Cowboys, and they were getting after it. So I just like his mentality. His mentality is just, you know, just go crush somebody, and that's how I am. Yeah, his defense is really, you know, what we was running a lot when we were at UF. And, you know, he was the type of guy that would sit me down and, you know, literally like I was a son, and we'll go over film and we'll just watch it. And he'll show me what I was doing wrong, and then he'll put up another clip of, like, Powie, like, for instance, or, like, anybody else, and show me how to do it the right way, because I'm a visual type of learning. So when I was on the field, I was just able to do it. And he was just always there to comfort us and, you know, just to coach us and things like that. He was a player's coach type of guy, and you can't ask too much, you know, from that type of guy. He's just great. I don't know. It was so many people. Like, we were all over the place. I was just happy to be there. But We will soon. Thank you, guys.